I'm Mariam Ekhtiar. I'm a senior research associate in the Department of Islamic Art, and I'm joined by Denise Leidy from the Asian Art Department. In the case, there is a ceramic with an opaque white ground with blue designs and Kufic inscriptions at the center, and another bowl with green splash designs.
One of the things that's always fascinated me about the blue and white bowl with the calligraphy is the degree to which it may or may not have been influenced by Chinese art. What I see, looking at this from the East, is the interest in the white body, which comes out of technological innovations in ceramics that you see in China in the 6th to the 8th century, where they really start refining the clay until they get an almost porcelain-like body. So how did the Islamic potter get the white body?
Okay, the Iraqi potters had not developed a technology for porcelain or stone paste at this point, so they used earthenware. They used tin oxide to create this opaque glaze on which they would then paint the decoration.
So the ceramic is actually glazed and then it's painted over the glaze with the cobalt blue?
Yes.
Okay. And the one on the green splash?
Well, I think that it's possible that this has been inspired by Chinese splashware or sunsai.
Sunsai, yeah. What I would think of right away would be the Tang Dynasty sunsai wares, where they took the body of a ceramic piece and they essentially splashed on three colors of the sunsai. So it would be a green, a blue, and an amber or brown. So I see a lot of influence from China in this bowl as well. Although you would never, ever mistake it for a Chinese ceramic, which is interesting. It
doesn't, because of the symmetry of the design, even though it's spontaneous, it's still got a symmetrical composition.
That's probably a good point.
To hear more about cultural connections via the route known as the Silk Road, press play.